Wake up! Wake up, wake up, wake up! Up you wake, up you wake, up you wake, up you wake! This is Mr. Senior Love Daddy, your voice of choice. The world's only 12-hour strong man on the air, here on We Love Radio.
This is Stuart Moxham of Young Marble Giants, and you are listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Acre.
Turn out for a special performance from Leah Bertucci, Sunday, September 18th at Opus 40 in Saugerties. Bertucci is performing on electronics, voice, samples, and multi-channel radio using four low-range FM transmitters provided from Wavefarm and used to send audio throughout the performance to radios installed within the labyrinth walls of Opus 40 to create a spatialized sonic gesture. Audience members are urged to circulate among the Opus 40 grounds to hear, to make their own live mix of the performance. Bertucci is working with Ben Vita, Zach Layton, and Victoria Keddie on the project. It's Sunday, September 18th, from 4:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Opus 40 in Saugerties. Find out more on the WGXC community calendar online at wgxc.org.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Neil Verma of Chicago, Illinois. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
Hey there. You're tuned in to the Playing Favorite Show with Brendan Donegan. Today's show is a bit of a departure from normal in that it features classical music, specifically the piano etudes and other piano music by George Ligeti, a Hungarian composer who lived from 1923 to 2006. Excuse me. And did the work that brought him fame in the second half of the 20th century. I have so much to say about Ligeti's work and his life that I have to be careful not to let my mouth run away with me. So let's just get on with the show. You won't be bored. Here's five pieces from Book One of the Etudes by George Ligeti, and it's all on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, listener-supported radio for open ears. So let's go.
Thank you.
We heard from the top five etudes from book one of George Ligeti's Etudes. From the top, they are number one, Disorder. Number two, Chords of Eid, which I'm not a musician. I think it means something like open or empty strings. Number four, Fanfares. Number five, Arc-en-Ciel Rainbow, which is beautiful, beautiful piece of music. And number six, Autumn in Warsaw. Sounds like a communist perfume. The pianist for most of this music I'm playing today is Pierre-Laurent Aimard. Ligeti dedicated some of the etudes to Aimard. Imagine the nightmare of writing such beautiful but complex music and not being able to find anybody to play it properly. Well, Pierre-Laurent Aimard is that man that Ligeti was looking for. Of course, this is the third point of the musical triangle, finding listeners who can appreciate Ligeti and Aimard's project. That's why I'm really glad you're tuned in today. Next up, two etudes from Book 2, all on WGXC 90.7, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, New York, community-centered, listener-supported radio for open ears. Thank you. That's a 45-second fade-out. That's pretty intense. From the top, we heard a short etude called Fame, which means metal, like steel or iron, in Hungarian, followed by The Devil's Stairway. There's a great video of a live performance of it on YouTube. From 1951 to 53, Ligeti was just getting started as a composer. Hungary was ruled by a conservative communist regime, but even in his first attempts at composition, he was subtly pushing boundaries. The music that he wrote, and later decided to save, is called Musica Ricercata. It's tricky to translate this, for me at least, because Ligeti loved wordplay. Ricercata has different meanings, but one way to look at it is music that I wrote when I was searching for my own style. We'll hear six pieces from Ligeti's early career. Pay attention to the third piece. It was banned from performance by the communist authorities because it was considered, and all I can find out, that is dangerous. So listen to it carefully and see what's so dangerous about it. from the top, we heard six pieces from Musica Ricercata by George Ligeti. Number one was, these have performance instructions. They don't have any names given particularly by Ligeti. Sostenuto misurato, to be played in a measured way, that's number one. Number three, allegro con spirito. Number four, tempo di valse, the waltz. Number 10, vivace. This is the one banned because it was artistically dangerous. Number 11, andante misurato and tranquillo. Moderately slow, measured and calm. It might be measured and calm, but I don't. This is one eerie piece of music. It's dedicated to the Baroque composer Girolamo Frescobaldi. And number 9, Mesto, sad or pensive, subtitled In Memoriam for Béla Bartók. Let's play that dangerous one again. It's only a minute and 22 seconds. Let's see if we can figure out why it's so dangerous. I guess if it was 1950s Hungary, it was a little bit daring, but as I said, I'm not a musician, so I don't really know what's so dangerous about it, but it didn't strike the fancy of the communist authorities, and they banned it from performance. Over the next 50 years, Ligeti composed operas, string quartets, sonatas, vocal music. Some of this unearthly choral music you can hear in the 1968 movie 2001 A Space Odyssey. In the late 1990s, Ligeti resumed composing etudes, and this is the third book. We're going to hear four of those, and I think you'll hear a difference in the etudes that came later compared to the ones we started the show with. The first one is called, it's number 16, For Irina. We heard number 16 from book 3 of George Ligeti's Piano Etudes. That one was called Pour Irina, and it was followed by number 18 entitled simply Canon. I'm going to say a word about the next piece we're going to hear, Etude number 15 from the third book. It ends the CD that I have, where you hear most of the early books 1 and 2 etudes. And it comes at the end, and it's a very surprising piece of music. It's called White on White. I guess it has something to do with the keys that are used. But Ligeti was born early enough, or late enough, I guess, to have experienced the Nazi invasion of Hungary. He was put into a work battalion. He was the right age. He was only about 20. And the rest of his family was murdered by the Nazis. And they were, you know, sent to Auschwitz. His mother did survive, but his extended family was gone. And the weirdest thing is that he went to Germany after he escaped from Hungary in 1956 during the revolution. And he stayed there for quite a while. He, you know, studied modern or contemporary music there with Stockhausen and people like that. He just wanted freedom and wanted to get out, but he went to Germany of all places. This is a piece called White on White. I think you might know the tune if you know German music. It's what he does to the tune that is just heartbreakingly poignant. Here we go.